This is Confessions of a Book Collector. I'm your host, David Headley, and I'll be exploring all aspects of publishing and book collecting, interviewing best-selling and upcoming authors, and sharing insights on inspiring books, both new and old. Today I wanted to talk about some books that I have read recently that I would love you to read and collect. Two of them are part of the Premier Book Club, our monthly book club at Goldsborough Books. One of them has already become a Sunday Times bestseller. I think it went into the charts at number 2, and that is Leviathan by Rosie Andrews, which is a beguiling tale of superstition, myth, and murder. It's perfect for fans of The Binding and The Essex Serpent. It's set in Norfolk in 1643, with civil war tearing England apart. Reluctant soldier Thomas Treadwater is summoned home by his sister, who accuses a new servant of improper conduct with their widowed father. By the time Thomas returns home, his father is insensible, felled by a stroke, and their new servant is in prison facing charges of witchcraft. Thomas prides himself on being a rational modern man, but as he unravels the mystery of what has happened, he uncovers not a tale of superstition, but something dark and ancient, linked to a shipwreck years before. It's richly researched, incredibly atmospheric, and deliciously unsettling. Leviathan is set in England during the time of political and religious turbulence. It's a tale of family and loyalty, superstition and sacrifice, but most of all, it is a spellbinding mystery and a story of impossible things. Another book that I think will be a Sunday Times bestseller probably next week is When We Were Birds by Ayano Lloyd Banyo, which is a masterfully crafted Trinidad set debut about a young handsome gravedigger and a girl with the gift of speaking to the dead. Darwin is a Rastafarian, and he's down on his luck. His religion forbids him from working with the dead, but his dwindling bank account and lack of work prospects means that he's compelled to accept a job in the city's biggest graveyard as a gravedigger. Yayidi comes from a long line of women whose job is to help settle the dead when they pass over. When her mother dies, the gift becomes hers, and she has to find ways to balance the demands of the dead with those of the living. Both Yayidi and Darwin come to learn that it is the living that are more problematic than the dead. Both of them find themselves in situations where they are vulnerable and in danger until they find each other. This is a beautifully written novel, an exemplary piece of modern day magical realism. It's also my premier book of the month for February. It's a stunning edition. We have sprayed edges with leaves, and it is just beautiful, as is the novel. I urge you to read this book. I think it's going to win awards. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about this author in the future. If you are a fan of collecting first editions, then do look at the Premier Book Club. My Premier Book Club started in 2005 because I personally wanted to explore more variety in my reading. My first book choice was actually a book by Kate Moss called Labyrinth. It became an internationally best-selling novel. And my second book of the month was another classic, modern classic. It's The Shadow of the Wind by Carlos Ruiz Zafón. And since then, I've chosen books like The Book Thief, Half of a Yellow Sun, Salmon Fish in the Yemen, and very many more. One of those books, most recently, was Wool by Hugh Howey. The story of Wool takes place on a post-apocalyptic Earth. Humanity clings to the survival in a silo, a subterranean city extended 144 stories beneath the surface. And we follow the characters of Holston, the sheriff of the silo, Juliet, Jarns, and Marnes. The storyline focuses on the mystery behind the silo and the secrets it holds. They are told that they can never leave the silo because they will immediately die. But something's not quite right, and suspicion leads to actions that could endanger them all. It's a thrilling novel, and I'm really excited to hear that Rebecca Ferguson and Tim Robbins are currently filming a series for Apple. I really did love this book. I have a number of editions, the trade edition, a slipcase edition that I commissioned for Goldsborough for our book club, and the proof edition, which actually came as a slipcase of 5 separate sections, which was how Hugh originally self-published them. When I originally received the proof, I took 2 parts home on the train, but had nearly finished them by the time my journey had ended. And rather than wait until the next day, I took the train back to the shop to collect the final 3 parts. so eager was I to continue to read them. I think that says everything. If you haven't read it, do read it before it hits the screen. If you've already read Wool and are looking to read something just as gripping, I'd like to recommend The Brilliant Metronome by Tom Watson, which will be published in March. Naomi Ishiguro says of this novel, it's taut, unsettling, and so completely charged with the both tension and emotion. I found myself captivated by Metronome, its vivid characters and the bleak, brutal beauty of the world that they inhabit will haunt my dreams for a long time now, in the absolute best of ways. It's a really stunning novel. It's about Aina and Whitney, who have been in exile on an island for a crime they committed together. Tethered to a croft by pills they must take for survival every 8 hours. They've kept busy. Aina with her garden, her jigsaw, and her music. Whitney with his sculptures and maps. But something's not right. Shipwrecks have begun washing up and their supply drops have stopped. And on the day they're meant to be collected for parole, the warden does not come. Instead, there's a sheep. But sheep can't swim. As days pass, Aina begins to suspect that their prison is part of a peninsula and that Whitney has been keeping secrets. And if he's been keeping secrets, maybe she should too. Convinced they've been abandoned, she starts investigating ways she might escape. As she comes to grips with the decisions that haunt her past, she realizes her biggest choice is yet to come. It's one of those books like Wool, it's best not to know too much of the story before you begin to read it. But it will leave you haunted for days afterwards. It's so masterful, and I'm excited to see this being published. It's published 31st of March, and there's a special sheep edition available from Goldsborough. Do take a look at our website, goldsboroughbooks.com, and look at the exciting books that we have coming. Do take a look at Premier 2. It's a book club I'm very proud of. We have about 1,500 members. Every month, we'll send you a beautiful book, a book that I believe that will become a long-term collectible. And who knows, you could see it appear on the screen soon too. Subscribe now and follow Goldsborough Books on socials to keep up to date with our latest news and to learn who will be joining me on Confessions of a Book Collector, your new favourite podcast.